Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
We'll grab Mike Jones in a moment, but GP, you and I can banter about it. Can you imagine a world where New England, after tonight, is 9-2, very much in the driver's seat, not only the AFC East, but the AFC in general? We could talk about home field for the Patriots, do with their schedule.
And it'd be 8 straight wins for them, yeah, too. Like, forget who you're playing, and there'd be 2 pretty quality wins in there with Buffalo and Tampa Bay. But it's hard to win 8 straight games in this league. It doesn't happen for most teams in any given season. So it'd be quite an accomplishment. It's a nice national showcase opportunity for them. Let's talk to Mike Jones of The Athletic about that. What do you make of this New England team? Vrabel a coach of the year candidate, May an MVP candidate. This defense is coming into its own, and they are a huge favorite to get to 9-2 tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's a team that you knew that they were going to play harder. They're going to be pretty disciplined because of Mike Vrabel. But I don't think that anybody expected them to do this well this soon. They have made steady improvements on all fronts. They're getting contributions not only just from their offense and their defense, but also special teams. They're dangerous there. So they really understand the concept of complementary football, and they're benefiting from that. And they have a real chance to win their division.
Who's the best team in the NFC West, if healthy?
I think that it's the Rams. I think that they are the team that they've got a really good offense that can come at you in a lot of different ways. They can spread you out with multiple receivers, or they can throw 3 tight end sets at you. They can run the ball. They can throw the ball. They can do everything they want. And they've got a really good defense, a lot of young guys along that front. And, you know, when you look at some of the other teams like the Seahawks, a good team, not quite as consistent in the run game as the Rams are. Unfortunately for the 49ers, they can just never stay healthy. So I even if they were healthy, I still think that the Rams are probably the most well-rounded of the bunch.
Rams, Seahawks, 4 o'clock on Sunday. They're also going to be playing a 4 o'clock game to determine the AFC West top spot, at least initially, with several weeks to go. Broncos, Chargers, Chiefs all jumbled up. Same question, AFC West. How do you see that division shaking out?
I think the Chiefs are going to wind up clawing their way back to the top of this thing. When you look at the Broncos, yes, they've got a good record, but when you look at the teams they've played, not a lot of winning teams in that. Their offense is really up and down. Their defense has saved them a lot of times. They've got a lot of fourth quarter wins, which you can say that means they're resilient, but they very easily could be 2-7, 3-7 right now, instead of the other way around. And so the Chargers, their injuries are just going to wind up taking a toll on them. I think the Chiefs are the team that wind up climbing to the top and winning that division again.
This is an editorial here for a second, Mike, then I want your reaction. I don't like the Carolina Panthers. They make me annoyed. I like my 5-5 teams kind of like in most games and fairly consistent and maybe just a player or two away. It's like 1 week they lose by 31, then they beat a good team by a field goal, then they lose to a terrible team by double digits. I don't like it. I like being able to predict, and they're so unpredictable, but not in a fun way. Your thoughts?
You know, I think they're young and immature because I think that they go out there and they play a really good team and they get a win against a team like the Packers, and then they start feeling themselves and they go out there and wet the bed the next week. And so still learning how to, you know, it's hard to win games. You got to learn how to win a game in the NFL, but then you also have to learn how to bring that consistency every single week. And they have not shown they have the ability to do that yet. And yes, I agree with you. They're frustrating, maddening. I'm with you. I don't like them.
Mike, right now the 49ers wouldn't make the playoffs. They're 6-4, first team out. And there are three NFC North teams in, including division-leading Detroit at 6-3. And then the last two wildcard teams right now are the Bears, good offensively, terrible defensively, and the Packers, who are like the worst great team or the best bad team of all time. I'm not sure which. Do you think all three of those teams in the North make the playoffs?
I feel like the Packers will, the Lions will. I don't know. The Bears, right now they look like it, but I have a trouble believing in them because of that defense. I mean, I know that they are a team that forces a lot of takeaways, but at the same time, they don't rush with the consistency that they should. There's just a lot of frustrating things about them. And so I don't know. I think they might just narrowly miss it.
AFC North, how does it shake out?
Baltimore. Baltimore wins that thing, and Pittsburgh will get in there as well. But Baltimore has got, it's not a easy stretch, but I think it shakes out favorably for them. It's a little tougher stretch for Pittsburgh, and so they look like they are about to get really old and run out of gas, but I think they're going to limp into the playoffs, just like Mike Tomlin teams always do, and they're probably going to lose in the first round once again.
I saw an incredible stat the other night. The Steelers are on pace to have a negative scoring differential and a winning record for the fourth time in the last 5 years.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Nobody does it like them. Like, I've always said Mike Tomlin might be the first guy I would want to play for in the NFL. It's certainly not working anymore, though. I mean, they're so limited in their ceiling the way that they do it.
Yeah, well, this is the problem. I think they need to go get a real talent evaluator. When Kevin Colbert left, retired, that's when they really just became very mediocre. Omar Khan is a salary cap guy. He's not a talent evaluator. Mike Tomlin, not a talent evaluator. He can't get it right with quarterbacks. And so I think that you need a guy that really has an eye for talent. Pair him with Mike Tomlin, and then they will, start ascending again. But if they keep doing it this way, they're not going to get anywhere other than first round of the playoffs, loss again.
Mike, thank you, bud.
See you guys.
See you, bud.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.